I don't think death is tragic, but as you say, wasting your life, wasting your potential, not living with a sense of urgency and a sense of gratitude that you are alive. Now that can be very tragic. And it can be tragic not when you're in your 20s or 30s, because you're still, you know, got your energy and you're youth and you're having a good time and you're hanging out with your friends and etc. You get into your 40s and your 50s and you start getting a little bit bitter and you start looking back and you start going, I had all these dreams, I didn't do anything. And what's wrong? And you're not even conscious of it, but it starts, you start drinking, you start getting kind of bitter and angry at people. And, you know, that's where the tragic element sets in. So death is not tragic. But, you know, that whole anti-aging thing, because that's really big in California, et cetera. That's sort of the center of all that kind of nonsense. I consider it nonsense. Is just a massive sense of denial. And people, you know, I made the point in Laws of Human Nature in my other books. In the past, death was a very visceral reality for you, right? You saw people in the streets dying. If you ever read the Journal of the Plague Year by Daniel Defoe, he wrote a book about the plague in London in 1665. It's a novel. But he had grown up when he was 5 years old when plague occurred. You know, in those days, the COVID-like thing, although it's more extreme than COVID, people's bodies were in the streets. They were everywhere. They were in your house, right? It wasn't like this sort of unreal thing. I mean, we're all dealing with death. We're reading about it in the paper. We're seeing it on the news. But we're not seeing dead people piled up on the streets with pustules on their face. We don't see the animals that we eat being cut and slaughtered and the blood dripping from them. We see movies where people are being gunned down 20, 30 people at a time. It's like a cartoon. It's not real. It doesn't touch us in any way. So we live in a culture that's in massive denial. When somebody dies, they're thrown away as far away from sight in a hospital, so we never get to see them. We don't have the poignancy of that encounter. You know, so believing that we can download our brains or that we can take some kind of drug or substance is just part of this insane denial. And I ask you a question. Would you want to be able to live for 300 or 400 years knowing that all of your friends, all of your family, everyone you know will have died as well? And if not, so you're going to be completely alone and you're going to have to watch all these young people coming up with their weirdness and their ideas that irritate the hell out of you more and more and more. If you go, damn it, I want to die, kill me. Right? You know? And then just the boredom of it and the fact that, you know, life doesn't have this kind of urgency in the sense that it could end or anything like that. It would be a nightmare. To me, it would be a nightmare, you know? So that's my answer to that. And I live in California.
Decide what is truly important to pursue, okay? It's kind of a vague question because what are you pursuing? I mean, in your days off, when you're in your leisure time, it probably means like your career or what's important to you or what matters. I'm going to try and look at it from that angle because I can't tell you what to pursue in your daily life, what gives you pleasure. But I do know this. We humans don't operate by instinct. We operate by thinking, by rationality, by our willpower. So we're not directed. So we don't wake up in the morning like an animal might, that has its needs it's going to take care of. It doesn't have to think, it just does what it does. We have to think, we have to go, what am I going to do today? You know, where am I going to go? Who am I going to see? I mean, if it's not in your work, or even if it's your work, how am I going to get to work? What am I going to do? And that kind of freedom can be overwhelming, right? And it can actually be very frustrating and very paralyzing. I know, as an analogy, as someone who's slightly OCD, I have to admit, if I go to the market and there's like 1,000 products I have to choose from, it drives me crazy. I have to think too much. I can't decide which one I like. And so life is very difficult when you don't have any direction. We don't have
the Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Any filter telling you what matters, what's important, and what's not important, because there's so many things to choose from out there in the world today, particularly now. So the critical thing you want is to know the most important thing that you're pursuing in life, which in my books, you'll know, as I call your life's task, right? You know deeply who you are, what excites you, what kind of career you want, the kind of things you want to study, the skills you want to develop, the business you want to create, the book you want to write, the film you want to make, etc. Okay? You have an idea about that. It's like an anchor in your life. It's like giving you radar. So every time someone comes into your life with something, say, hey, come on, let's go do this, or let's go travel here, or let's try this, your mind goes, uh-uh. That's not important. That is not related to the goals in my life that truly matter. This is what matters to you, okay? So you have to understand that life is very, very short. It goes by so fast, you have no idea. I can't believe that I'm in my 60s right now, because to me, I'm still in my 20s. It just went like that. It's going to happen to you. You don't realize it's going to happen to you, okay? So having a sense of what really matters, which is what you were meant to pursue in life, your destiny, your life's task. And for that purpose, I urge you to read Mastery in the first chapter, Discover Your Life's Task. Without that sense, you're going to be floundering. You're going to be wandering. You're not going to know what your priorities are, what really matters, what not to waste time on, okay? Because we live in a culture with an infinite variety of distraction, and that's our danger. That's really the danger. You know, you get on the internet, you click, 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 you go here, all these different places, right? And you're not focused. You can waste your time on 1,000 different things. It's destructive. It's destroying your brain. It's like sugar. It's rotting out your system because you're not able to focus. You're not able to prioritize. You don't understand what matters, what's trivial, what's banal, and what really matters. And what really matters in life, I believe, is fulfilling your destiny, knowing what you were meant to create in this world, and going in that direction, which is your life's task. When you figure that out, everything fits into place. I'm a bit of an extreme example. I know I have a book to write, right? And so many other things that could bother me and distract me, I just cut it out because it don't matter. I have a sense of supreme priority, and that's what knowing your life's task will give you.
So when you're younger, there's hope. Like when you're 16, you'll find it, man. And I've helped people who are younger find that path. It's easier. By the time you're 30 or 40, it gets more and more difficult. When you're 50, I don't know. It's possible, but it's harder and harder and harder. I didn't really find my niche, if you will, until I was about 38 years old. But until then, I knew it was writing. I just couldn't figure out what kind of writing. But you have to. And so you're looking for signs of things that bring back, you're looking for your childhood again, for that child inside of you that got so excited about those things, but that you forgot.
Yeah.
There is not a child on the planet that doesn't have that. Temple Grandin was born with severe autism. It looked like she would have to be committed for her entire life hospitalization, right? She was very deep on the spectrum, but she had a teacher that kind of slowly drew her out. And she discovered at a very early age that that excitement was animals. And a lot of autistic people and people on the spectrum have a very intense relationship to animals. It's humans that they can't quite relate to, but animals excite the hell out of them.
Yeah, well, humans can be so trashy too.
Yeah, and they can be so deceptive and tricky, but animals are genuine, right? She found, it's animals I love. And she became a scientist dealing with animals, animal behavior. And so somebody born with deep, deep autism found her way to that voice.
Yeah.
So I bring that up as if someone like that can do it, anybody can do it. But it's that she really, really wanted to break out of the shell that she had been in. So it's the level of desire. If you're 20 years old and you're lost and you're worried about it, but you're hungry and you don't want to be like your whole life wandering, you have a good chance. But a lot of people don't have that energy. They don't have that desire. It's not strong enough in them. And it's going to be a very much more difficult process.